The Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Carmel has visited the University of Health and Allied Sciences Hall campus to inspect facilities and know at first hand the situation on the ground. He was accompanied by the Deputy Volta Regional Minister Harry Ametepe and other officials from the regional coordinating councils. The minister's entourage was taken round by the Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Fred Binker. Some of the facilities inspected included the administration block, the 250 capacity auditorium under construction, midwifery and biological sciences block. They also inspected hostel facilities for the students and residences for the lecturers. Professor Binker spoke to our Volta regional correspondent, Kola Ali Kukubo.
We have 155 students in school now, in four schools, 97 boys and 57 girls. And they are pursuing courses in physician assistantship, in nursing, in midwifery, in public health, in dietetics, and we will increase the number of programs when we get next year. So you can imagine starting off with so many programs, so many students. We have the infrastructure, you've seen it, there's infrastructure to take care of all these students. We have the lecturers who are teaching them. So this is not a mirage. This is come to stay. And I can assure you that it will grow from strength.
Some are saying that you are just taking the structures of some institutions which also needed them. What is your reaction?
We haven't taken any structures from an institution that has needed them. We've taken the structures that were uncompleted and we've tried to complete them. These structures are for the nursing school and also in the hospital. In fact, it's also we've taken only the mother's lodge. But we are here to add value to their own institutions. First of all, the hospital will become the whole teaching hospital, and it will expand way beyond what you see today, provide health care to everybody. Secondly, the institutions, the nursing school and others, are going to come under the university, and we will in future be awarding their degrees and diplomas, allowing them lifelong learning. So we see that as an investment for our own cause. So while we are here, it seems as if we are taking something from one group. But no, we are adding value to what is there. Now turning our eyes to start the development on our permanent site. And we hope that we will start with the faculty residences. And we are sure that the Chinese are coming to build one faculty building. With that, the movement definitely towards the permanent site. And this will allow us to take in more students. We hope to increase the student population by about 20-fold by next year.
The minister spoke of government's determination to ensure that quality is not compromised.
I'm definitely overwhelmed joy at the present state of the university. We lectures started about 3 weeks ago. We visited some of the lecture hall, then some of the workers in their various offices. And it's clear that in place now, we are our of bringing university education closer to more people in this country. Has become a reality.
What is your final words to the people of the region?
The people of the region should have hope and the university continue to encourage all those who are working, whether on the status of the project. They should give all the encouragement government to do more than it is doing, because it's the flagship project and it climaxes our emotion or the perception that Volta region is the center of academic climaxes that perception Volta was in the region. That definitely things will come out.
Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Carmel in that interview with our Volta Regional correspondent Kobla Ali Kukubo.